It's conventional wisdom that fish, especially those in the salmon family, need rivers filled with a lot of cold water. That's largely true, but biologists say that in Dry Creek, a key tributary of the Russian River, young coho and steelhead are being hurt by too much water.
We have added maybe 7 or 8 times the normal flow to the river.
David Manning is an environmental specialist with the Sonoma County Water Agency.
The speed of the movement of that water isn't natural for some of the life stages of salmon and steelhead that rely on the Russian River in the summertime.
During summer, the Sonoma County Water Agency lets water out of Lake Sonoma, carried by Dry Creek, to supply its 600,000 customers. In winter, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers releases water for flood control. As a result, the creek is unnaturally full throughout the year and prone to erosion, giving young fish few places to feed and rest. But last year, the Army Corps and Water Agency began to change that. They each started new projects to improve fish habitat along the creek. Water Agency Director and Sonoma County Supervisor Efren Carrillo says those restoration projects are one of the most important things that happened along the river in 2012.
We've seen a lot of great work there being done, both on the private side with private landowners in partnership with the Water Agency as well as the Corps of Engineers.
The new habitat areas, which will eventually stretch along 6 miles of Dry Creek, reduce water velocity in certain areas by creating pools or quiet backwaters. Sensors have recorded that some fish are already using these. Far at the other end of the river, too much moving water is creating another sort of problem. The Water Agency is also studying the mouth of the river, where it enters the ocean south of Jenner.
And the idea posed by the National Marine Fisheries Service is to try to create more like a coastal lagoon environment than an open estuary that we manage for currently.
In the 1930s, a jetty was built to keep the mouth of the river open throughout the year. But agency researchers say it's not clear how or if the jetty affects the shape of the beach and the estuary. Fish biologists believe freshwater lagoons are important to young steelhead trout, which spend a year growing in freshwater before venturing into the ocean. The problem is, historically, if a summer lagoon builds at the mouth of the Russian River, created by a sandbar stretching across the beach, property nearby is at an increased risk of flooding. So for decades, public agencies,
and even before that, local residents would go out and breach that sandbar to release that water. That process creates tidal flow,
letting salt water into the estuary and reducing quality habitat. So the Water Agency will seek a balance point between societal and ecological needs. Environmental advocate Don McInhill, the Russian Riverkeeper, says these efforts are a step in the right direction.
All that work that they're proposing, the jetty, Dry Creek, and that is great. If those are completely successful, we still have a lot of work to do to recover historic fish populations. That is not the silver bullet.
Supervisor Carrillo, for his part, is cautiously optimistic about the future of the river.
And obviously not where we need to be or where we should be, but in the initial stages, we've seen a lot of positive outcomes here in 2012.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.